He's the fragrance of heaven, the manna unleavened. He's the song of the songbirds, how sweetly.
Welcome to Music from Pastor John's House. I'm Gary Savelli.
And I'm Rebecca Clark.
And we're back again for another great week of music. Rebecca, tell us what's up first this week.
Well, you know, Gary, sometimes we play live songs. Sometimes we play songs that are works in progress, like last week. But this week, we're going to play an oldie goldie for you.
I love oldie goldies.
I know. It was recorded in the early 80s, I believe.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not that old.
It was recorded before
old.
I was born. How about that?
That's it. It's a good song.
It's called the Seven Pillars Song, and it's about Ephesians 4, where Paul talks about one faith, one baptism, one Lord, and so forth. And I think you'll really enjoy it. It was written by John Clark, the pastor, and it's called the Seven Pillars Song.
There's only one Lord over all tongues and nations. And there's only one God who is greater than all. There's only one hope of eternal salvation. We'll receive it if faithful till the last trumpet call. Won't somebody care, for his body is broken, divided by envy in somebody's soul. Please tell them for me that there's only one spirit, and there'd just be one body if the truth would be told. There's only one faith, and it's taught by the Spirit. No council of men has decided its worth. The Spirit declares God's truth if we'll hear it. The Holy Ghost baptism is the new birth. Won't somebody care, for his body is broken, divided by envy in somebody's soul. Please tell them for me that there's only one Spirit, and there'd just be one body if the truth would be told. God's wisdom has laid this mighty foundation, seven pillars of truth that forever shall stand. And if we hope to be saved from eternal damnation, let us not build our hopes on foundations of man. Won't somebody care, for his body is broken, divided by envy in somebody's soul. Please tell them for me that there's only one Spirit, and there'd just be one body if the truth would be told.
Rebecca, I'd like to tell the listeners that they can get a free music CD containing a lot of the music that they're hearing today by just giving us a call. You can call us toll-free at 866-505-3787 or 866-50-JESUS. That's the part I love. 866-505-3787. Rebecca, tell us who's here in the studio with us today.
Well, today we have a very special guest, my cousin, Abby Nelson. Abby was telling me a couple weeks ago about how one of our songs really touched her. The name of the song is Lift Him High. And Abby, tell us about what this song meant for you.
Well, in my junior year of high school, I was coming home from school one day, and I was feeling very heavy just from things that were happening at school, and I needed relief.
High school can be rough.
Yes. So I got in the car to come home, and I plugged in the CD from one of the past meetings, and the Lift Him High song came on. Pastor John gave instructions before the song saying, if you're going to listen to this, completely forget about everything that's going on around you. Forget about yourself. Forget about everything except Jesus.
Hmm.
And when I did that, the Spirit fell in my car and I started speaking in tongues and I was crying. And as just all that heaviness from the whole day, from the whole week, just completely went away.
Hmm.
And it was really sweet.
Wow. Experiences like that at such a young age with Jesus, that's so wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's encouraging.
There's nothing like lifting Him high. Let's listen to the song, Lift Him High, by Pastor John Clark.
Lift Him high, lift Him high, lift Him high above the heavens. Let Him reign, Lord and King, over all. Praise His name, let Him reign, Lord and King, now and forever. Lift Him high, Jesus Christ, Lord of all. Let our anthems arise from the earth and up to heaven, to His throne let our song now ascend.
The next song we're going to be playing is a song by Earl Pittman called The Well of Grace, and we have with us in the studio today one of our sisters here, Lynn Hammond, and she's going to tell her testimony how this song touched her life. Lynn, tell us what happened on this.
Okay, this song is really special to me because it reminds me of a testimony where Jesus really did something very special for me. Early in my walk with the Lord, I was not free in the Holy Ghost. I couldn't feel the Spirit move on me to dance or to shout for a really long period of time. And I wanted to, but I just couldn't feel those feelings. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to pretend or anything. So, but in one special meeting, our brothers, Rob Nelson, stood up and he said, "If you're not feeling much in the meetings, ask God to help you feel more. That's what this is about.
Wow.
Our feelings." And I did that. I prayed that day when we all went up for prayer and had Brother Earl lay hands on me in prayer. And before I know it, Rob Nelson is the one holding on to me, and I'm just yielding to those feelings and the Spirit that just start coming to me. And I start going, woo, and I found myself, the Spirit, God opened me up and let me start to feel those feelings in the Lord.
Wow.
I was so thankful because it was such a long time that I had been able to see people free in the meetings, but not able to feel those feelings myself. And so anyway, the next morning when I got home, I was asking the Lord, "Lord, was that really you?" And immediately when I asked him that, the Spirit fell on me again.
I knew
that was Jesus who did that for me. But on my drive into work the next morning, we put in this tape, and it had Brother Earl singing the Well of Grace song.
Mm-hmm.
And the words are, "Keep coming back to the well, I pray. Great is the power and sweet is the taste. For every temptation and trial that I face, I keep coming back to the well."
Mm.
And I could feel the Spirit flowing through me in the car that morning.
Mm.
And I knew that the Holy Ghost is that well.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's listen to Earl's song, The Well of Grace.
"Well, I keep coming back to the well, I pray. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. For every temptation and trial that I face, I keep coming back to the well. Jesus made a well for you and me. Healing power, victory, how it overflows no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Well, I keep coming back to the well, I pray. The great is the power, the sweet is the taste. For every temptation and a trial that I face, I keep coming back to the well. Blessed is the fountain in the barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No greater a place can be found to dwell. I thank God for the well. Well, I keep coming back to the well, I pray. The great is the power, the sweet is the taste. For every temptation and the trial that I face, I keep coming back to the well. Well, I keep coming back to the well, I pray. The great is the power, the sweet is the taste. For every temptation and the trial that I face, I keep coming back to the well. Blessed is the fountain in the barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. The greater place can be found to dwell. I thank God for the well. Well, I keep coming back to the well, I pray. The great is the power, the sweet is the taste. For every temptation and the trial that I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Praise God.
The last song that we're going to play for you today is one by Donna Nelson. It's called I Ran to My Jesus So Quickly. And actually, this is truly one of my favorite songs by Donna. On her original version of her CD, it didn't make the cut. They didn't have room to put it on there. When she redid the CD, they added it. And I remember it was really sweet because they sent me a copy and said, guess what's on the updated CD? Because they knew it was one of my favorites. And I was so happy. I really love this song. There's something just really touching about the dialogue and the feelings between Donna in the song and Jesus is kind of going back and forth, and I love it.
I ran to my Jesus so quickly. I ran and he held out his hand. His love and warmth embraced me.
The fragrance of heaven, the manna unleavened.
Thank you for joining us today on Music from Pastor John's House. We hope you enjoyed the music and that it touched you in some way. If it did and you would like to receive our free music sampler CD, please just give us a call at 1-866-50-JESUS. That's 1-866-505-3787.
If you don't have a phone handy and you'd like to write in instead, you can write a letter to us at P.O. Box 99, Burlington, North Carolina, 27216. Again, that's Music from Pastor John's House, P.O. Box 99, Burlington, North Carolina, 27216. We loved having you with us, and we'll see you again next week on Music from Pastor John's House. I'm Gary Savelli.
And I'm Rebecca Clark.
We'll see you next time.
My temple cleanses every sinful stain. He's Jesus, forever the same. He's the fragrance of heaven, the manna unleavened. He's the song of the songbirds, how sweetly they sing. He's the light of the morning, creation adorning. He's Jesus forever the same. He's my peace when I'm troubled. He's my sight when I am blind. When confronted by temptation, strength in Him I always find. In a world of fear and heartache, He's a joy I can't contain. He's Jesus, forever the same. He's the fragrance of heaven, the manna unleavened. He's the song of the songbirds, how sweetly they sing. He's the light of the morning, creation adorning. He's Jesus forever.